All right, guys, we're ready.
Blog Talk Radio.
The lines are open. You can call in. The number to call in, guys, is 213-943-3362. I'm trying to figure out, do you guys believe that what's going on right now with the weather has anything to do with the government or governments across the United States? If so, call in and talk to us. If you believe that it's a fake conspiracy theory, if you believe that you can explain a lot of this away, please let us know. The number again for you to call in is 213-943-3362. And as a matter of fact, let me just go straight to the lines. 313, you're on the air. What do you think about HARP and America or governments around the world's role in the weather?
Well, I think that HARP does exist. I think our government has a big key role as far as, you know, the weather is concerned. I don't know. I really do think our government really does have a big role as far as our weather. But honestly, we never know, you know.
Well, like, what do you think about what's happening right now? Like, to me that seems odd that you have one of the largest earthquakes, or not earthquakes, but one of the largest hurricanes that's about to hit Florida. And behind it, you have another one coming. And then what just happened with Houston, and then the whole fracking, which is causing, like, just say in Oklahoma City, they went from 2 earthquakes to 300, all because of the fracking.
Oh, Oklahoma got earthquakes?
Yes.
Wow. I don't know what to tell you. They've been talking about HARP for years. And it was known as an Aurora Research Center in Alaska. Then I started hearing there's hundreds of them across the planet. So, I mean, I really don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, if it's here, there's nothing we could really do but just pray.
Yeah, that's the sad part about it. There's nothing that we can do. I guess there would be nothing that we can do. Go ahead. I'll give you the last word.
Okay. Only thing I can say is I feel like this is the only way we can come together, man. I mean, hopefully, as our brothers and sisters, as black people, because I'm a black man myself, hopefully these events will bring us together. You know, I mean, it's hard to believe, but I feel like we could come together. But based on what's going on, especially what's going on in Houston, I have family in Houston, and, I mean, they're still out there robbing each other.
Hell,
and
did you hear about
just
what,
like,
happened in Mexico City, though,
yeah,
in Mexico?
Yeah,
that 8,
yeah.
1,
the same.
On
yep, the earthquake in Mexico. I said, 8.0, and then you're telling me that they had Oklahoma City got a few earthquakes. I don't know what to tell you, man. The world's gone mad. And then I was just looking a few minutes ago. They got another tropical depression that just formed off the coast of Africa called Lee. So right now it's a depression. They said within a few more days, by the 13th, right after Irma's gone, we got another hurricane coming right behind Jose. So, I mean, it's frightening, man. And see, I live in Detroit, and I can't imagine what the winter is going to be like.
No, I'm with you. And with the way that the weathers have been changing so dramatically, we have to start questioning some of this stuff. Thank you for the phone call. Let me get to the next phone call. We have to, in my opinion, you have to question some of this. 704, go ahead.
Tommy, what's poppin', man? It's DJ. What's up, man?
Not much. Talk to me.
First of all, dog, sorry I haven't been catching you lately, man. Lately when I get off and you... I'm so far down the line on the phones, I can't get into you. I'm going to be honest with you. I believe parts of it, you would know more about HARP than I do. I don't know a lot about the HARP situation. I can tell you this. Those warm, because here in North Carolina and South Carolina, we have extremely warm waters on our beaches. So that's why we get hit. I mean, hell, we about to get hit with this damn storm. They say it'll be here Monday. But as far as the government having something to do with it. I believe they have something to do with the warming of the waters. I mean, if anybody's ever been to Myrtle Beach, you know, number one, Myrtle Beach is dirty as hell, and it's really, really warm as far as the water. That's why the coast, Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Wilmington, and the Carolinas get hit the way we do. We get hit every year. Mm-hmm. So I know the government has something to do with that. I mean, think about it. We're the only beach that has black water. So it's dirty and it's warm. But other than that, and I do know when I was in college, I used to go over to Georgetown a lot. I went to Howard. And a lot of those dudes were messing around. They ended up getting jobs with NASA. And they used to tell me about certain things that you could do with a satellite, a particle beam, something. I don't know what it was. But you could actually create an earthquake using some type of technology that the government had. And, I mean, that was in 02. You know what I mean? So God knows what they can do now. So ain't no conspiracy theories. We need, like you say, we need to ask questions, and a lot of us need to ask questions. We need to get them to the point to where they crack, like, look, either they're going to answer them or they're just going to get mad and say, I don't want to talk no more. You know what I'm saying? But we definitely got to start asking questions. I think they do have a role. I don't know how big the role is. It could be totally them. It could be 10% them. I really don't know. But I do know there's something fishy going on. Like I said, I mean, you know, I said that years ago, just going to Myrtle Beach and, you know, Wilmington's Beach and all the beaches over here in North and South Carolina. And they're like, why is our water black and everybody else's water is like blue? You know what I'm saying? I mean, see, right. If you've ever been to Myrtle Beach, you know, that's some dirty damn, that's a dirty beach. And it's really, really warm. Like, I mean, it's really, really warm.
So that's why we get. If you think that the government has control over the weather a little bit, and you think that they're already using it, what do you think they're trying to get out of it?
See, that's the theory. Like, I haven't really dug deep into it. This is why I watch you, man. You bring up these interesting topics that make us think. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I haven't really dug deep into it, and even with the thing about the earthquake. I didn't think about those guys at Georgetown, really. I forgot about them dudes until you gave the topic. I was like, yeah. I remember Philip and Tony and them were saying that when I was in college. I remember they were saying that, yeah, there's something that some kind of way they can make an earthquake and using some kind of satellite technology. I can't remember how it was, but I remember they said that. But I forgot about that till you brought that up.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we need to talk about a lot of this, though. Like, we have to wonder and ask and inquire what our government is doing, especially since we've given our government so much power. I think that's the scariest part of what we're doing is we've handed away so much power to our government that it's become unchecked. And now who do we ask? And even if we find out that they are doing it, what would we be able to do right now if these world governments are working in conjunction? What could we do?
Mm-hmm. You're right, man. I mean, even if you look at Houston, like I was saying, man, my big brother is an attorney in Houston. He has been approached by being hired. Now, listen to this shit. By the government, being retained by the government for insurance claims for people in Houston. I say, Rob, why would they want to retain? What kind of? He said, look, dude, I'm just telling you what they approached our office with. So I'm sitting there like, are they going to get sued or something? He said, look, man, I don't know. I'm not taking this shit, but I'm just telling you what they approached me with. So, because he's saying already people are filing claims and they are already, yo, no, I'm not honoring this because, you know, this happened. You got flooded. Well, I had, you know, and your house was damaged by wind. Well, only the roof was damaged by wind. I got flooded. Well, the wind caused the damage, which allowed the rain to come in, so we're not honoring it. Then you'd be like, well, I got damaged by wind. Well, no, you didn't get damaged by wind. You got damaged by flood, so we're not honoring it. I mean, it's like they're looking for a reason not to honor it. And this is all government control. Insurance is government, too much government control on it. So I know that business is controlled by them. I don't know. The only thing I can think of with nations is basically being together. Population control, of course. And maybe they're trying to extract some type of resources some kind of way. I haven't, like I said, man, it's You're going to have me thinking about this, man, probably the rest of the damn, probably 2-3 years from now. I'm probably going to become an investigator on this mess because you brought this up, which is a good thing. We got to investigate stuff like this. We do.
Well, we do, yes, and we need to ask the question. We need to make sure that these are some things that we, all of us, pay attention to and stay on top of and want to know what's going on. Our government owes us answers if we are the one that's making the government go.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones making the government go.
Yeah, our tax dollars are paying this. Exactly. I agree 100% with you. I'm glad you brought this up. This is a – I'll be thinking about this all damn probably the rest of the weekend. That's crazy, man. But you know, it's great that you brought that. It's great that you bring stuff up like this because, I mean, even when I watched your show with the coffins down, you know, down in Houston, and I was you were like, man, I didn't mean for this to go this route. That right there is disturbing to see that many coffins that deep. Because I saw the ones in Georgia one time, I think Schwarzenegger did a thing on it, and they were like little, mini, you know, independent coffins for independent people. These things were like big ass. Like, these things were huge. You could put like 30 bodies in each one of them things. There was like hundreds of them things down there. So I'm like, but yo, Hugh FEMA, who the hell are y'all expecting to die in this, you know what I mean, in this flood? And how did you get them things in there like that? Because you couldn't get stuff in and out of Houston. I know that by talking to my brother. You couldn't get stuff in and out. So how the hell did you get these things in there? Matter of fact, when did you get these things in there?
Very
so, I mean, it's, yeah, in that situation, there's some population control going over. And I feel the heat because I feel like blacks, we're the ones that's going to be get the most control because it's like we're doing stuff that's counterproductive. You know what I mean? We're not looking like we're productive out here. We're not, we're not coming together. We're not family enough. We're not man, woman, husband, wife, father, daughter, raising kids, productive kids to pass the past empires on, legacies on. We're not doing that. We're acting crazy. It's like the dumber you are, the cooler you are, the smarter you are, the lonelier you are, and you get used the most.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yo, and excuse my language, but they say, man, y'all niggas acting like niggas, so let's get rid of all the niggas, and we can't tell which one ain't niggas, so we gonna get rid of them and all y'all. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so,
it is crazy to think of what they may be doing, because a lot of people believe that the reason they flooded New Orleans was to get the blacks out to then now turn around and be able to use that land without having to kick the people out. If the water will take them out, then you can rebuild that land and replace it with more desirable people. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's true, because if you've been to New Orleans, man, that's hot. That property, it looks totally different now. That's some high-dollar property down there that used to be like down in, you know, the Florida Avenue, Pontchartrain Park and all of that, man, that's some high dollar property now, which before were black people that owned their homes and stuff that had been there forever. And they owned those homes and they couldn't get them out. So they flooded them out. Yeah, they got, you know, a quote unquote of settlement, but that settlement was like, what, $5,000 a piece?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
They
like,
gave them $5,000 to get the hell out.
Exactly. You flooded my house. The insurance company gave me nothing. Then you're going to give me that. So, I mean, they're definitely trying to – it's definitely population control. I mean, it definitely is, and it's different ways of it. It's not just flooding us out. It's not weather. It's other things, too. Like you say, man, we got to start asking questions and stop. And I what I'm about to say, I don't really need to say it because of the effect of the business I'm in. We need to stop worrying about turning up so damn much and getting lit so much. And start asking questions. Now, I know that's going to kill my club business, my radio show, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But so we got to start asking these kind of questions. If we don't, like you said earlier in the show, you said it's going to come to bite us in the ass. And Tommy is going to – it's already biting us in the ass. We just don't realize – we're so crazy, we don't realize we're being bit. We're being bit right now, man.
I'm 100% behind you on this idea of what's going on. And I want to thank you for the phone call. And other brothers like that need to start thinking a little bit. As he stated, I just want y'all to think a little bit. That's it. Just think. 646, caller, you're on the air. Hold on. 646, 646. My man RC.
Hello, me?
Hey, yes, that's you. I'm sorry.
Hey, hi. Okay, so I have some logical explanations because all that other stuff is interesting, but I would tell you this, right? A lot of it has to do with climate change, right? So think about it like this. Back in the day, BP, they had their scientists studying climate change, and they found out that temperature was changing, and they already knew it would cause adverse effects. So it still has to do with government as well. The government obviously allowed these companies to drill crazy places, to look for oil anywhere. And one more thing I'll add, Tommy. Have you ever heard of there's these deposits of methane under the ground from sinkholes? Have you ever heard of that?
No. Talk to me about it.
Okay, so in Russia, there's this huge hole, and it's been burning for like maybe like 10 years. It was like a giant fucking hole in the earth, and like mad like ice filled with like methane is down there. So it's like so much methane in there, that shit may burn for like another 100 years. You know some idiot threw a match in the fucking hole?
No.
Dead ass. It's been burning for 10 years. You should Google it and see it. Everybody should check that out. It's been burning for 10 fucking years. Some idiot was like, they were like, let's burn it out. Maybe all the fucking gas will burn out. And it's been burning for 10 fucking years. And so as the temperature rises right now, yo, a lot of those fucking methane bubbles are fucking melting, and that all this gas is getting released into the earth. And the government and BP and all these fucking oil companies, they knew about this shit, though, but they let that shit slide. And while they were telling their constituents and the government to say, climate change does not exist. So that's why you're seeing all this crazy shit in Houston, all this fucking rain. The weather's only going to get worse. Only. That's all I'm saying. And yeah, and I'll let you get off the other callers. That's a rant.
That's a fucked up thing that I heard you say about that. Some idiot just did this. So you said there's a logical explanation. Do you believe that there's somewhere in the middle of it where there's a logical explanation, plus there's some, the government has something to do with a lot of this shit too, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because think about it like this. It's all about money, that cold, hard cash and minerals, like someone else said earlier in the show. They think about it like this. Oh, we're going to make $1 million now, but if it causes $30 million of damage in the next 20, 30 years, fuck it. At least these CEOs could go around with $1 million in cash. And then the politicians get bribed 30. You'd be seeing all these fucking politicians take like $100,000 in donations for their campaigns. Of course. Look, BP is like, hey, yo, you want extra checks so you can spend it on prostitutes?
Right.
They don't give a shit, man. So I definitely think it's the government. I don't think it's none of the crazy theories like population control. I think it's more about like just that cold, hard cash, because who the fuck cares about what's going to happen in 50 years to your great-great-grandchildren when you can fucking have a yacht and some fucking whores and coke today?
Well, that is an interesting way to look at it. And you're right. Those people took
that little bit
of money and just didn't give a shit that it was just a little bit of money. Like you said, $5,000. You could spend $5,000 like this.
Oh, yeah. Hookers, whores, coke. And a fucking afternoon.
And
fucking afternoon,
and
20 minutes.
Right, but many of those people were just so happy to get the money, to have that much money at once, they didn't give a shit about tomorrow. I'll let you in on that note.
Think about it like this, Tommy. This is the last thing I'll say. Think about the dudes who buy all, like, those houses and shit on, like, the beachfront homes and shit. They got crazy insurance on that shit because they know what happens. Every season, these hurricanes fuck shit up. What they do, they recoup that money 3-4 times.
That is very true. So they know when they give that money out. They know when they give that money out, it's coming right back.
Hell yeah, man. Like I said, yo, check out that fucking hole that's been burning for fucking 10 years. I think it's been burning longer than 10 years, but check it out. That shit is crazy, bro. They got videos of that shit and everything. And there's mad sinkholes all throughout the U.S. Check it out.
God, dog, that's fucked up. I'm going to take a look at it. Hey, man, thanks for dropping the knowledge on me, man.
All right, brother. One more thing, last thing. I be emailing you sometimes. Check my emails out. It's Gonzalez22. Just check it out. Like I'll be sending you some good shit. All right, yo, have a good one.
We'll see you, brother. Hey, let's
see. All right, brother.
Let me see if I can get some more phone calls. That was very interesting. I never heard of this. 10 years in a row? God, dog. Man. Now, again, we could be wrong about this. So if there's some people who see it a different way, I'm just opening up the dialogue that we should have it. 713, caller, you're on the air.
What's up, sir?
No, much. Talk to me.
Dude, I don't believe in all this conspiracy shit. I don't believe the government's controlling the weather. And I don't know. I mean, that's just pretty far-fetched in my opinion.
So what do you think is
I mean,
what's going on right now? With, like, look at what's happened in the last few days. Do you believe in climate change at all?
Yeah, I believe in climate change. I believe climate change has been around for thousands of years. I mean, shit like this has been happening. I mean, we've had ice. They've proven from, you know, like, geologists looking at the soil that there's been ice ages, and then there's been extreme hot times. And then, you know, I mean, we're just going through normal shit, I believe, and I think people are just taking it a little too far. I mean, I don't know. That's just what I think. Yeah.
So what do you think the HAARP Institute is really doing?
You know what? I mean, you know, they are, like you brought up that question, I mean, if they are, you know, creating these hurricanes, I mean, I don't know what they're doing. If they are creating this crazy weather, and what is the point of it? I mean, seriously, I mean, it's like that other caller brought up, to clear out, you know, bad neighborhoods. The government has something to do with that. I mean, if that's true,
poor people.
Well, I'm in Houston, and the areas that got fucked up were the rich white neighborhoods. I mean, some of them were bad, but I mean, so if that's true, then why are they screwing up the, you know, the nice neighborhoods here in Houston?
Well, I guess in a way, they can only control the weather, but so much. There's always collateral damage.
You really think they're controlling earthquakes and hurricanes? And
well,
I
just
want to
know, well, why do you think Oklahoma City, Oklahoma went from 3 earthquakes to 300?
Well, I don't know that, but I mean, I just think that's the earth being the earth. I don't think it has anything to do. So do you think it has to do with us?
Yes, they're fracking.
The
like
human
you
race,
said, they literally
or...
can track it. They literally can track it to when the fracking started.
Okay. See, I don't know about anything about that, so.
Yep. They can track it to when we started doing the fracking in those areas.
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, just from reading about history and history of weather, I mean, you can believe that climate change is, you know, brought on by humans, or you can believe it's just natural and just we're going through a course of time that, you know, there's some shit going down. But, I mean, there's recorded areas of time where weather was terrible, just like this.
Very true.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know, you know. I guess it just depends on the type of person you are to believe, you know,
Because you bring up a great statement, which is the earth has been doing weird shit since its inception.
Exactly.
We went through ice ages. So to look and believe that the government is manipulating the weather, it almost is saying that we've become so, what would be the word? We've become so spoiled as...
comfortably numb, as Pink Floyd said.
Yes. So we think anything that shakes up what would be 85-degree weather every day, or maybe some variances to that, anything that shapes up that is got to be some nefarious thing. Do you think that's what we're doing right now, that we're trying to place something nefarious on what is natural?
I think yes. I think our lifetimes, me and you, and the time that, you know, all the recorded history of weather has been going on is such a fraction of what's been going on the earth, you know, since its inception. I mean, I just think for us to think that all this is happening right now and it's all because of us and how long that we have been here, I mean, shit, I mean, even since humans have been on the earth, it's only just like less than 1% of the time the earth's been around. So I think, you know, whatever happens to Mother Earth is well beyond what we have anything to do with it. I mean, you know, if you think how long that we've been around as a human race, I mean, if you want to get that, go that far back and get that deep, I mean, it's just like we're just a pinpoint on top of the pin. You know what I mean?
Well, exactly. And that's the thing that we're not looking at, how long the Earth has been here, how short the time is that we will be here. No matter
right.
who important that you think is alive today, if the amount of time that we're going to be here as opposed to how long the Earth has been here is but a fraction, is but a grain of sand. So maybe
exactly.
we need to start looking over what the Earth has done instead of trying to say, well, we don't like what it's currently doing, so there must be man-made doing it. But ask you this one last question
right.
before we go. Do you think it's out of the realm of possibility, though, that maybe our governments have figured out how to manipulate the weather on the planet?
I guess a short answer would be no. I mean, I guess it could be studying more than I even know. I mean, because, you know, I really don't know about all that. But it's not out of the realm of possibility, I don't believe. But I just wanted to bring up that point, you know, that this shit's been going on for a while.
But,
I agree you know,
with you.
You know, but, I mean, it just depends on, you know, which way you want to go with it. But, no, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I don't.
All right. That's all I wanted to hear. Very good call. Very good call. Let's go to 317. 317, you're on the air.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm doing well, and I can hear your beautiful voice. Talk to me.
That's KD. Yes, I do believe they're doing things. I was just Googling up the manholes that be blowing up. I think they be doing all kinds of chemistry underground.
Explain.
I can't really explain it because I just looked it up, but I remember I see something that happened in Boston. A manhole blew up, and I remember a couple years back hearing about a manhole. These covers are just blowing up. And I'm saying to myself, well, what are they doing? Because I don't think it's happening on its own. I don't believe it's happening on its own at all. But like the man was saying beforehand, there are some things where they do just use the natural disasters to get rid of us.
Well,
I think.
Well, and what's going on down there in Houston? Somebody said, well, those are kind of affluent neighborhoods. And then somebody in the chat room wrote, yeah, but there are richer people than them who want that land. Do you believe that this is a way? Because the one thing about the world is it's not creating any more land. The land we have is the land we have. So if you're into real estate and shit like that, if people already occupy a space, it's a few things you can do. You can ask them to leave, but then the people are going to say, why are you displacing those poor people? Or why are you displacing these people? Now, when a storm hits, you'd never ask why are these people being displaced. They just conveniently get moved because of the storm.
Right. Maybe they can't leave. I don't know why people can't leave when a storm happens. And they never do question it. They be waiting to just waiting on something to happen to depopulize us.
When you
That's
think
it,
of...
I got my
Well, when you think of what's going on over the past couple of weeks with the amount of hurricanes that are coming, do you think this is an odd thing or maybe we've forgotten about it? Because me, I'm 41 years old, and I possibly have seen a lot of things, and maybe I just don't remember that maybe there was a summer where there was a bunch of earthquakes or a bunch of hurricanes or tornadoes or whatever. Do you think that we're not remembering that the times were worse than this? Do you think we're jumping to conclusions, or do you think there's really something here?
I think there's really something here. I don't think we're really jumping to conclusions at all.
What do you think we could do then? If all of this stuff that we're all this conjecture, if it was real, what do you think we as citizens would be able to do?
What we need to start doing is paying more attention, and I like how you said build our families, build a strong family. If we can build a strong family within our household, we can build a strong community. We need to start paying attention. We need to start asking questions. We need to see where our money is going. there's a lot of taxes that we're paying, and you're still looking at these streets and these highways and these byways, and they ain't right. Just like in New York, a train had derailed, and I remember them talking about that, saying that there's no way that these trains should be not up to date, and we're paying all this money. So we need to start asking questions and building our families right, and stop partying and all this other bullshit.
I agree with you 100%, and it needs to be a time in which we start giving a shit about things that matter, not the first black bachelorette or what NFL player is sleeping with what white woman, or what black woman's hair is too nappy and she needs weed.
Right.
Like,
and I want to say,
go ahead.
Oh, I just want to say one more thing. If you're thinking about buying a damn car, you better do it now, because all this little flood, all these cars sitting in waters, guess what? It's going to hit your cities and it's going to get sold to you. And thank you for taking my phone call. Well, I do got a ride to catch, because I Uber and Lyft on the weekend. I love you,
that,
Tommy.
Girl.
Thank you for coming up with this.
Love you, too. Go out and have yourself a good time. Yeah, that's another thing I didn't think about. How many of you guys realize how many flooded cars are going to be on your lots in the next few months? How many of y'all realize all them damn flooded cars and them car dealerships down there in Houston and Florida are going to make their way to your city? Sold as brand new. 773, caller, you're on the air. Going once, going twice, gone. 504, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Going all right. Talk to me.
Yeah, I think mostly what y'all are talking about, it has more to do with climate change than conspiracy, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because I stay down here in New Orleans, and like what happened with Katrina, that had to do with the levees. So mostly like man-made, like the levees and stuff like that going down, and plus climate change.
So you are saying you believe that HAARP is real?
Not so much as HAARP. It's just like, okay, we have climate change, and because of man-made, where they're not able to withstand, like due to maintenance and stuff, with climate change, you know, the ocean warming and stuff, it is causing more catastrophe. But it don't have nothing to do with, like, the government setting up stuff.
All right, so you believe that this is just a thing that we've done. You believe that it's man-made?
What's making it worse? Like, man put up levees to stop water from entering, like, the ninth ward, the seventh
okay.
ward. But, like,
right.
we're going through that right now. Most of the levees, we had, like, a flood about a month ago, and a lot of places got flooded. And that was because of man-made. Now, the water is rising. But at the same time, if we're not making sure our levees in our system is protected, then it's going to cause catastrophe.
That is true. Like, we are setting up things which in turn are messing up nature's the way nature has been running before we got here. So what you're
exactly.
saying is
we're
eventually
yeah.
nature is going to try and reset itself.
Yeah, we're building on nature and expect nature not to change. Like, okay, we'll put a levee system here. Like, New Orleans is like a big bone. We understand that. And if we look at back from, like, years, hundreds of years, we had Pangea where all these, everything was connected. So, like y'all, the other caller was saying before, things do break up and things do change. But we would rather blame our government saying, oh, it's the government's fault, instead of sit back thinking, well, like y'all was saying earlier, this has been since this has been. You know, the climate, the weather going to have patterns, and as human beings, we need to be prepared for it. We can't just build on land and say, okay, this is going to be like this forever. You know, because this year we had some bad floods, which we know because of climate change is going to happen. But I want to say like 70% of our levees was ineffective because the maintenance, they wasn't doing the maintenance on it. So it's like a mixture of both, but I don't think, you know, I was down here for Katrina, and it's not like, oh, let's move all the black people off so we could get the land. I don't think it's that. I think that it's just that Mother Nature is doing what Mother Nature is going to do, and we are not prepared for it. You know, American infrastructure is like a D-minus if you look it up. So just about anywhere, like especially down here in Louisiana, hurricanes hit, it's going to be worse. And you're seeing so much of it because the ocean is hotter, and that's due to climate change.
No, I can agree with that. So you're a person who believes we've done enough as mankind to the earth to make the earth kind of try to reset itself, so it's not something that our government is out there actively doing. That's how you're making a very good point.
Right. Y'all was talking about fracking earlier. Now, I do believe because of fracking, this is why they have so many earthquakes in Oklahoma. It's just a lot of things that man doing, for money, but it's going to cause, you know, the demise of the human race. You know, but that's not the government saying, you know, well, we were doing this to get all the poor people. No, that's just man being stupid and not realizing that this earth was built this way and it's supposed to last this way. And not only is we having weather patterns, but we also doing things to harm the earth, you know, by fracking, by all this, you know, the BP oil spill they're having down here in Louisiana. All that stuff is hindering the earth. So I think it's a combination of both, but it has nothing to do with a big conspiracy. I know we like to blame the government for all our problems, but it has nothing to do with the government saying, okay, let's move this group of people out. I think the government do take advantage of the fact that, the Ninth Ward, Seventh Ward has been destroyed. Okay, the millionaires are going to come in. They're opportunists, but that doesn't mean it was planned that way from the beginning.
You've opened up my eyes, and that's the reason why I was having this conversation. And thank you for the phone call, is for people to be able to say what they think, because I'm no expert in HAARP. I'm no expert in a lot of this stuff. But I have no problem with having the discussion. Let's go to New Orleans again, 504-931. You're on the air.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Talk to me.
So I've heard a few people speak, and I agree with some of the things I'm hearing, and I disagree with some of the things I'm hearing, and I'm not trying to dismiss anybody or anything. I think the last caller you had on, he said some things, he hit on some things that are true, one of which I agree with is, you know, it may not be that the government per se or local governments are behind things like this, but yet there are many opportunists that will take advantage of those things. But people like to get into the habit of saying the government this, the government that. But who is the government? You know what I'm saying? Like, people always look at local government, look at the national government. Is that really who runs the government? The government? not to make that sound crazy, but I mean, who are the people that are really pulling the strings, I guess, is what I'm really trying to get to. You know, and I happen to believe that that's international bankers, you know what I'm saying, the people that have the real wealth of this world. I'm talking about the people that you go on the Forbes richest people's list, you see like names like the Waltons and, you know, Bill Gates and all that. Those people have little money compared to the people that I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the people with the real wealth, people that will never be put on lists like that. I think a lot, you know, even from, if you look at the media of this country, media of other countries, you know, big TV corporations, all these corporations answer up to another corporation or another entity that answers up to another entity. Eventually, it all leads back up to these people of whom I'm talking about. And so I say all that to say that, you know, I don't pretend to know everything and know all the facts. But I do believe people in these high places and, you know, these powers that be, they have control over, you know, programs that are in place that do things like that, like you mentioned HAARP. I don't know everything about HAARP, but I believe there's some truth to it. You know, people always pretend like they have all the facts, everything. I think the truth is always in the middle somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those who don't know what HARP is, HARP is an acronym for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, and it is a station that is located in Gakona, Alaska, excuse me. And it's just a facility that came about in 1993. And what they were supposed to just be doing is looking at the sky, checking on the weather, looking into the ions in the atmosphere, and just studying it. Mm-hmm. So that's what that we were told, that all they're doing is studying the atmosphere, studying the weather. But would it be too much for us to even jump to the conclusion that if they're studying the weather and spending this much money to do it, that maybe one of the reasons why they would be studying it is to see if they can manipulate it? Because as citizens
Absolutely.
Of the world, yeah, because think about it, as citizens of the world, let's not be naive. One of the things we
right.
probably want our places
that's,
to be
that's
like
the biggest
if,
thing.
If, mm-hmm, if you could control the weather over, let's just say, Arizona, where I am, you don't think we'd be okay
mm-hmm.
with that? As citizens, we'd be okay with you knocking the weather down from, say, 120 to 95?
No,
we wouldn't be mad
well,
about that.
I mean, yeah, people would like the benefits of it, but you can quickly and easily see
there you go
where that can turn sinister.
That's
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
but I'm
I like
saying
what
that's
you
how
said
they can get away with
the naivety.
Yeah, but that's
oh,
how they
right,
get away
right,
with it. They
right.
get away with it because they always sell us the benefits of it. Think about it. Isn't that kind of what
right.
they do with the drugs that you hear them selling on television at night? They sell you the benefit. And they tell you all the stuff, and then at the end it'll say could cause blah, 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 blah. But you don't pay that any attention because
yeah,
the benefits in your mind outweigh the cons.
Right. I agree. But one of the things that stuck out about what you said just now is you talk about the naivety of the people. I'll
mm-hmm.
never understand. I mean, I know people like to look at you crazy when you talk about conspiracy theories and you know, you automatically get strange looking if the conversation goes that route. But I still don't get to this day how we live in a country where a lot of people believe two planes crashed into buildings and they fell down perfect demolition style. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I mean, people, you can sell the American public damn near anything, and they'll buy
it. I think it's because the American
you know?
Government fears the American people fear the government. They know they can't really go against the government. And that's what they're thinking. They're thinking the government's too big. They
yeah.
have too much power. We cannot go against them. So even when they tell us they've done some fuck shit, what else are we going to do? Where else are we going to go? There's no other United States that we can go to.
But to just be willfully ignorant and be oblivious to
problem.
Everything and just accept everything, that's crazy.
It is very crazy. And we have to be able to teach the people to say, you're not going to deal with this. Think about how many people right now know that the United States justice system is a bunch of bullshit, and yet we just sit around and do it.
Yeah.
We don't
That's
argue
a good
it.
Point.
We know it's
good
bullshit.
Point.
Look at us men. We know that right now the laws are bullshit when it comes to fathers and husbands, and we ain't nobody's out here fighting it.
You're right. Can't question
so.
That. But I really like what you're doing with this. But well, with all of your shows. I'm a big fan of yours, but particularly
right.
this show, I like the fact that you're asking the question and getting people to think, because we don't do that enough. We don't question
that's
the government
right.
per se enough, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that's good to get people's brains thinking and looking that direction. So
yeah,
much
I'm
love.
I'm going to try to get you guys to think. Thank you again, New Orleans. I'm trying to get you guys to think and trying to get other people to think as well. 803, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
803. Hey.
Oh, hi.
How are you doing?
I actually kind of agree with a lot of what the other callers were saying, like the previous ones earlier. Yes,
mm-hmm.
this is a result of climate change. But, however, it's also a mixture of the Earth doing what the Earth does, just changing. The Earth has been doing this for a long time, way before humans even came on Earth. There are different eons and periods where where different organisms were completely wiped out due to climate change. But the thing is, the difference between those species and humans is that we can adapt and change and look around things and strategize what we can do to continue living on this earth and seeing the different cycles that it will go through.
No, so you're with him. You were the guy earlier saying, hey, the earth has been going through cycles. Why do we assume that there's a government or some nefarious thing when it could just be a cycle, yes?
Honestly, if the government really wanted to wipe out these people from those areas, they'd just do it without having to spend all this money on these programs to do it when they could be focusing on it to use other resources. There's, like, plenty of land in different countries that's completely deserted. As a result of desertification, we can't use that land anymore because it's either been overused or it was just never habitable in the first place because of our planet's climate. If they can use the climate to do all of these things, why aren't they using it for these places that could easily be terraformed into something that's more useful? I don't see them using this as a weapon.
I can tell you why. One, you don't want to have too much land because it devalues what the land is worth. Too much of it devalues it. So if you have these places where you tell the human population, this is uninhabitable, this is uninhabitable, and then you have these other places where you know there are natural resources, but the people are there because people tend to follow natural resources. If you want those natural resources and you don't want to have to go through those people to get it, what would you do?
I guess make sure it's not usable.
Say what?
Make sure it's not usable.
Right. So what they would do was, you know, they're in a place that you want to reuse that land again. It's the equivalent to me of having an Etch-a-Sketch. If you have an Etch-a-Sketch, when you've drawn on it way too much, what do you usually do? I don't know if you're old as me, so you may not know what that is.
You know, those. I know. It's like it was in Toy Story. It's those little things that have those magnets in it, and you rearrange it into pictures.
Yep, and when you were done, when you had used up the whole entire screen, what would you do?
Erase it.
Yep, you'd shake it and start over because, well, there was only one screen. It wasn't a bunch of screens. So when you run out, the only way to be able to use it again is to restart. Well, if you look at land, land is essentially the same thing. The only way that you will be able to use the land again is to shake it and restart. And I think that's exactly precisely what they're doing. In my opinion, which sucks because I'm probably going to get flagged down for the last two damn shows I've done, the last two live ones where I've talked about this. But I'm sorry. I believe not even that they are or are not doing. I'm not going to take that possibility off of the table simply because I know if they flood these people out of these areas and then go back and use it because it was useful at first, now we want to get the people off. And it's easy to get the people off by saying it's uninhabitable than get the people off by telling them we want this land. Because all you're going to do now is have to fight those people. They're going to take it to MSNBC, say you're trying to move the poor off of their land, and it's too much. But if you give it the old heave-ho, shake it up, clean it off, you have brand new land.
Well, that is true. Also, another thing. Actually, I've heard, like, from a top 10 list, I don't know if that's even credible, but here we go. They were talking about how Russia has been letting out these weird sounds from whatever kind of facility that they have over there, and that they're possibly using this kind of thing to test technology and plate tectonics. And so we all know with plate tectonics, if they shift only a little bit, it could cause a major earthquake. And so as a result, they're thinking that the Russians are probably testing these things in order to make sure that they can utilize it. It'll be pretty much like how nuclear testing was founded. It created a whole new ballgame for war.
Wow. Where'd you hear this?
Top 10's list. I can't remember the channel. I kind of unsubscribe from these things. I'm a bit of a drifter.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they briefly brought it up, but I've kind of been too busy to look too much into it, but I thought it was interesting, pretty worthwhile.
It is. Like, would you classify yourself as a conspiracy theorist?
No, not really. To a certain extent, yes, but also to a certain extent, no. I'm not one of those people where I just sit at home wearing a tinfoil hat.
Is this
no
Lauren?
Offense to you, but... I don't really believe in conspiracy theories like that.
There's no offense to me. I mean, we all have our different beliefs. I haven't proven anything yet. But let me ask you this. Is this Lauren?
Yep, the one and only.
Okay. How have you been?
Stressed. I hate school so much, but I have to do it because I don't want to be a hobo. Well, I mean,
do you graduate?
Oh, I graduate. Okay, I'm a junior now, so I guess late 2018 to 2019.
All right, good. Well, we look forward to great things from you when you graduate, and you know you're going to college, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Well, unless you have a skilled trade or something that you're already getting into. So it's two things you can do. You can either prepare to go to college, another level of schooling, or prepare to start in some type of business, whether it's your own business or maybe you have something lined up.
I was thinking of something like that. I mean, I've been selling art lately, which is why I've been able to donate. Speaking of donating, I think you should press that little donate button, people that are watching. Please do. But, I've been able to sell some art, and I feel pretty proud of that because it's something that I'm able to do. I'm one of those people where, and when I'm under pressure, I can't really function very well, which is why I can't do retail. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. So, yeah, I kind of have to either come up with a game plan, do a business or something. I was thinking of going into animating.
Well, if there's anything that you need some help, you have my information, hit me up. I will definitely help you with it because I want to see you succeed. And you've been around us for a while now.
Yep. Please help me. I'm so stressed. I hate high school so much. I thought I'd just be that loner in the corner that doesn't do anything and occasionally nods and...
Nah, I don't do that. The great thing about high school is just finishing it. So even if you hate it, just realize you have to go through with it, so just finish it.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, I can't wait to be an adult. I can do my own stuff. I don't have to worry about any more of these people.
Never rush that. If I could go back to being able to live a little bit off the parents, I would. I'm telling you that now.
Yeah, and plus on top of that, I bet you wish you could go back. You can be all swole and stuff like you were talking about.
Yeah, I could go back and just work out and not have to worry about something simple as the gas bill or the water bill or the next check. That shit isn't cool to worry about. So you get an opportunity to be able to see the world from a different place. Enjoy the view that you have because your view is going to change in about 2 years. So just enjoy the view that you have. And remember, in 2 years, you're going to get paroled into real life.
Yeah. Also, on top of that, I was thinking you could move off of YouTube if you wanted to. There's this thing called VidMe. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a lot more lenient with their stuff. If you just rely on Patreon and stuff like that, I think you could do pretty well for yourself. Just create a following on that or even just different websites.
But that's the problem. That's the problem, though. I can't do a Patreon. They flag it down. I would have to get somebody that I trust to run my Patreon and then hope that they send me the money at the end of the month.
Like, honestly, you could just make your own Patreon, like your own website. Like, there's even, like, commercials for this stuff. I'm even seeing one right now under your video.
Well, there's my SotoFundMe works, but it's completely different. I mean, people can use it, but they're not using it like they were using the Patreon or like they were using these other things.
That is true, but that is, like, I feel like with your videos, I hate to say it, but you might have to use clickbait. And it doesn't count as clickbait if it's, like, related to what you're doing because it draws newer people in. Like, if you look at the front page of YouTube and stuff like that, you'll see a whole bunch of channels that are very controversial, like Phil DeFranco and I Hate Everything. Literally, they get their stuff flagged on all the time. And you know what? They still have millions of views because they know how to play the game and they know how to use different titles and stuff like that. It may seem disingenuous, but that's what you have to do sometimes.
Yeah, it sucks to have to go about it that way. Throw me some ideas, and also I want to help you with your art, so go ahead and hit me up. I think email me, and I will email you back about helping you with your art.
All righty. Also, all right, please don't get too stressed out about this stuff. You've already lost your hair, Tommy. You don't want to lose anything else.
Oh, I haven't lost my hair. I still have it. I just shave it off.
Oh, my apologies.
I just shave it off. Oh, that's all right. I'm not losing anything else. But thank you for the phone call. And, yeah, if you look at what's been going on with the world, we should, before jumping to too many conclusions, we need to find out what the world has been doing beforehand. Has the world been going through these types of cycles? It's just like if something breaks out and starts killing people, we say, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. But do you guys not remember the Black Plague? Wiped out a third of Europe? Just saying. 205, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Tommy Swordsman? Yo.
Nothing much. Talk to you, boy.
Man, this is what I think, man. Truly, I truly believe, man, they just dumb out of everybody, like, for real. Like, right now, I believe, this is just my belief, I believe they just testing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And basically, like, I was listening to my uncle talk, because, you know, he real big into conspiracy theory. He said, right now, they just testing everything. You got HARP. You got CERN, you got Project Blue Beam. It's a lot of stuff they have built that we just ain't knowing about because they say they many years are ahead of us with technology anyway. So, and he was basically saying, my uncle, he was telling me, he said, it's going to be a big, they really what they're doing is they're testing for because it's going to be a big event that's going to take place. And he was saying they was going to use HARP. And basically what it was going to do was they going to use the number in New York. They go use an earthquake in California. They just try to break all the bigger cities down. And basically what they're trying to do is get everybody up under the New World Order. And the New World Order is to bring all the countries together. But see, if you kill, if they use HARP, see, the HARP will be used to break down the whole world. And that's what's going to bring everybody together because this is going to be a big, massive, it's going to be a big event. It's just like everybody going to be on their knees. They're just trying to bring all the people to their knees. And look forward to some kind of help. Basically, they'll give up everything, you know. They, you know, through fear. It's ain't never a fear tactic.
Because if you think about these people, if they're being displaced from their home, there's nothing that they won't do to try and feel safe, right?
Right.
And the government
That's
can
correct.
Get them to sign away pretty much everything.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And people, see, they know people are stupid, and not only that, Tommy. Think about it. I truly believe they did that with their hurricane. Like, and think about it. Now they're coming out with a movie called GNO Rebel. Basically, they it's like they telling everybody, like, look, we going to let y'all know. We let y'all know what we going to do. But y'all so stupid, y'all ain't going to even listen.
I've been saying that that's how the so-called Illuminati said that one of the tenets that they have is that they're going to have to show you what they do before they do it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, There are too many. I just one of the biggest one that bother me is the Die Hard 3. If you guys go look at Die Hard 3 and when Die Hard 3 was created, and it was literally what happened with 9/11.
Right. That really just don't make no sense. It's just like the only thing that gets me, you know what I'm saying? That's why they bring it. They just it's like they trying to distract everybody. Yeah, go ahead and do a race war. Do the Black Lives Matter. Go and do all that bullshit y'all going to do out here so we can concentrate on what we're going to do to y'all. It's like they throwing us off. They making us believe in everything other bullshit, but they got a real big agenda. They going to hit us with their agenda, but it's going to catch everybody off guard. They going to bring the whole world to their knees. That's why they're trying to urge in the New World Order. That's how they're going to do it. They're going to use the rather manipulation. And I truly believe they got way more technology than what they just saying. I believe it's just not hard. They got
more
technology.
Yeah, I believe what we're seeing is old. Like what we're bringing up now, that's some old shit. They way past that. Motherfuckers way past this shit we talking about.
It's crazy. Tell me, they like 100 years ahead of us in technology. They giving up this little bullshit, like these little cell phones. They ain't nothing compared to what they got for our ass.
Mm-hmm.
And people
we thinking that we getting the latest shit. Yeah, we thinking we getting the latest shit with the motherfucking Samsung Note 8. Motherfucker, they already got the Note 39 on deck. They got it on deck. We 21 notes behind them, motherfuckers.
Hey, that's the truth, man. And you know what, though, Tommy? I truly believe it, though, man. It's like people asleep now. I'm saying to myself, I said, man, they got y'all comfortable going to work, doing what y'all going to do. But it's going to be an event. Basically, all they doing right now is testing. They ain't doing nothing right now. They just testing. They say, when we hit them, we going to hit their ass hard. They ain't going to even see what's coming at them.
It's the same shit they did with the Boston Bomber. That was all a test to see if they could put us on martial law and if we'd accept it. And we accepted it hook, line, and sinker.
Exactly, Tommy, man, and it's a shame. And if you ask me, like, so what do you think we should do, Tommy? I'm not gonna even lie. We so far lost. I don't know if there's anything we can do because we so
No. I literally think one, we gave away too much of our power to our governments around the world. The governments run us when we're supposed to run the governments, and we're so stupid we're not calling it out. You look at the people.
We ain't
in
calling
China.
This shit out.
Look at the people in China. Look how many more fucking citizens they got over the damn government. Yet they're still behind the government. Right here in America.
Right.
You know full fucking well that even something as simple as your federal taxes shouldn't be taken out of your fucking paycheck. It's voluntary. But the American citizens refuse to argue it because throughout history, America was smart. It primed you for being used to when your government arrests you, everybody just accepts it. This has been something they've been doing from day one. Look at how they did slavery. There were more slaves on the plantation than it was people running the plantation. But the slaves were afraid.
That's so stupid. I see where you're coming from, man. It's just that we just can't get these motherfuckers to see this, man. Like, I truly... Like, man, right now I just value my family, like, real hard, man. And that's who I be scared for, because I know when this shit pop off, I'm going to be ready to die. I already see, because I see what it's going to head to, man, because what people ain't realizing, man. Like, I know you talk to them, they so naive. They don't believe in this type of shit, even these so-called Christians. I feel like, don't Bible tell you what the fuck's going to happen. It tells you how it's going to go down. How the hell you ain't, you know what I'm saying?
The Bible telling them what's going to happen. They still shocked.
They acting like, and what's tripping me about the world? I'm like, do y'all truly believe in good and evil? Do you think this is all the good world? You know your government, and this is my thing with when they were talking about government. I truly believe the government don't even know. Some of the government people don't even know what's going to happen. I truly believe it's the elite, the higher ups, the elite. And
it's
those
a
people
very
at the
small
very
number of people. Yep, it's a very small number of people.
They very small. And then they say to me, I'm sorry to say, people be saying, I don't believe in no devil, but they truly, like this is how I put it. Okay, you don't have to believe, but they believe, they Satanists. They truly believe in this shit. They get down like that. And I was talking about the children. Like, look at all the children that be coming up missing. Where are all these little children going? You know, people ain't talking about all these missing babies, these missing children, people who be coming up missing in New York. They ain't talking about this shit.
Oh, what about that whole that damn Pizzagate scandal where they are literally stealing children from over in Haiti and all of these other places? They stealing them and sex trafficking them.
Right. I know. All that is – tell me, man, it's so crazy. I ain't going to lie. Some people who be in the conspiracy theory, it could kind of drive you crazy because you see – it's just basically – you see it. You see what's going to pop off because somehow I truly believe. Like, truly, like, I don't care what nobody say. I truly believe we live in the end times. And I say that, man, because the way the shit, everything, it's like it's prophecy for real, man. And I'm starting to see it. And I'm saying people are so sleep. People are very sleep. They don't even know. When it hit them, it's going to hit them so hard. It's like that's what they're doing. They telling everybody what they're finna do. But people ain't listening. It's like they just so sleep. They stupid. I don't see it. I just don't understand it, man. Sometimes it frustrates me, man. It frustrates me, man. But they ain't the only technology, man. This is what people need to understand, man. Like, I believe it. I truly believe they're controlling the rubber. They doing it. But I truly believe they're just testing right now. Everything is a test. And I believe they hit Houston, Texas. I truly believe
Houston, Texas, already up under the New World Order. Because I was watching one video you were showing. Why was this black bitch saying they being adjusted to the New World Order? What the fuck was that about? Why would you say some shit like that? They let me know right now.
And
think about
all
the FEMA accounts.
No, and I'll give you one last thing. What did you think about when I put up the show and I was showing the coffins, and they have the coffins in Georgia?
Oh,
and there's several places with these coffins. You look at what's going on in with the airport in Denver. That motherfucker's freaky.
Right. Guess what, Tommy? Them coffins, they've been everywhere. They've been doing that for years. See, what?
Yep.
That's why I keep telling, like, they get prepared for a big event.
Mm-hmm.
That's for a bigger stage. See, people so sleep, they so bold. They like, look at you. They so bold. The American people need to be mad as hell. They saying, we so bold, we going to put the caskets in your motherfucking face. We going to let y'all know we going to kill y'all.
We going to let y'all see them. You see what they are. Nobody's even trying to argue that they ain't what they are. You're right. That's how bold these motherfuckers are.
They bold. They just like this. Okay, this is going to be my last one right here. But it's so funny. It's basically what they saying is the people who truly who know what we're going to do, the people who vote, the people who we know, we are the people who they want out because they already
mm-hmm.
feeling like, okay, but the thing is y'all going to lose because there's so many. Who you going to tell it to? They ain't going to listen to you. No matter who you try to tell, they ain't going to care. They going to say something stupid and off the wall. And they got the catches right in your face. They got the jail. They got the Walmart. They got all this in your face. Like, yeah, nigga, what you going to do now? It's right here.
That is
we doomed,
Tammy.
I'm sorry to say it, man. We doomed with some people, man. I know you got other calls to get to, but tell them all. They is fucked.
y'all can call in if you want, but the truth of the matter is, it's fucked. Ain't really much else we need to talk about here.
They lying, son, because they stupid. They gonna come in. I'm listening to all my last word. I'm listening to all the people coming in with this shit. I'm just like, man, look, man. They sleep, man. And can nobody come with no religion, no book? I don't want to hear shit. Because you can't say you this in your Bible and all these, and even the Quran, the Bible, and every book is talking about what's going to fucking happen, and they still being stupid.
No, I agree with you, and thank you for the phone call, man. Very good call. I'm with him. You got a lot of people right now who read the Bible and tell you they love the Lord and all this. But they act like they're shocked about what's going on. Why are you shocked? This should not shock you at all. You are a person who believes in the Bible. The Bible tells you the world ain't shit. It's pretty much evil. And God going to come and destroy this motherfucker. And yet when it happened, your ass is up here talking about something. Well, what's really going on? This is amazing. 202, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, talk to me.
Hey, Tommy, I've been watching you for a long time, my brother. Good work. I was calling to say, man, yeah, in Mississippi, yo, they got cloud machines. NASA got cloud machines. It's pumping out huge clouds and makes it rain. Along with the harp thing, man, a lot of people are asleep, brother. They sleep.
Yep.
They sleep.
Hell, I knew it was something up when I went to Park City, Utah, and they were talking about how, you know, they were missing out on snow. But Park City said, well, even if it doesn't snow, we'll make it.
Exactly.
I watched them make the snow. Like, when me and my daughter were there, we watched them make the snow. Overnight, they were throwing the snow out. So I had to ask myself, if they can make snow, surely they can make rain, right? And you just pointed out that they're doing this. Then you look at those jets putting up those chemtrails. Why is it just those specific jets not only will put something in the air, but the fucking shit will stay there? How's that work? Have you ever
for
seen a car
hours,
drive fast?
For hours.
Right. Have you ever seen a car drive fast and this motherfucker had the remnants of it driving past hours
you
later?
Got, yeah, it feels so gone in 15 minutes. But that jet fuel there for hours. If people don't believe in a new world order, then they lost. Like the last caller say, like you said, it's in your face. Sometimes you can. The truth is so real, so it's so crazy these days that it seems unreal. People are so used to the lies, they accept the lies. But the truth seems unreal. It's the best to me, the best way to hide something is in plain sight, because people mm-hmm. usually don't look for things in plain sight. They look for things where you tuck them at. But when you leave it in plain sight, most idiotic people are not even paying attention to it.
Well, and let me ask you this. We've been talking about it tonight. Why do you think so many people are even afraid to discuss something like this?
Because the government make them afraid. And then they so used to, I don't know. I had to break away from that whole Bible thing, like y'all talking about, because it's so contradicted itself. It contradicts itself so much. I apologize. It contradicts itself so much. So people are so, like, brainwashed with, like, the Bible, television, and all that's like, when you speak it, it's like blasphemy. Like, oh, like the last caller, oh, the government's not doing that. Everybody thinking it's the government. The government is ran by 58 companies that's controlled by only 9 people. And
mm-hmm.
and if you and most people that's of any status, the average person that say anything, they're not going to hear it anyway. But someone like yourself, whatever, when you speak out on certain things, they come for you, man. They come for you.
No, and I think that's what most people, the government has won because the majority of people are afraid of the government. We'll say things in general about the government. Like you said, the government isn't even your fucking mayor, your government data, your governor, that
Dude.
Motherfucker don't know what's going on. It's 9 niggas.
It's just 9 niggas at the top telling you, hey, look, this is how we want them to eat. This
yep.
is what we want them to wear.
This is what we want
them
to watch.
This is how we want them to Exactly.
This is what we want them
everything.
To know. This is what we want
I mean,
them to know.
Exactly. Exactly. And think about it. Look at Kanye clothes. His clothes look like after a disaster. Like they're getting people prepared to wear rags. And everybody's
That's
like, deep. Oh, Yeezy, Yeezy. I'm like, yo, they're preparing you for something big and you don't even see it.
That's deep.
Just think about it. Just look at the Yeezys. They're getting people ready to. Have you ever seen the movie Equilibrium?
Oh, damn. I never seen it, but I heard about it. Now you're going to make me watch it after the show.
Okay. Equilibrium. I mean, it's real. It's like the government has drugged the people so that they can control their emotions and get rid of anything, any feelings or anything. So through the rap music, they're getting people used to taking drugs, being on the Molly. You know, being hypnotized by the government doing whatever they want. It's crazy. It's deep. It's deep even to the food that you eat, everything. Everything. The food that we eat isn't even like the original food. It's like spliced. Spliced. It's crazy. And I talk to you about it all the time, and they call me crazy.
It's so insane. Man, you guys have been some awesome callers. First off, I'm so glad I did this show that we have enough people willing to stand out and say something, but then the next question is, what are we going to do? Because if we see this stuff coming down the line, and you heard the caller before talking about how it's hard for him to even prepare his family because the majority of his family is like, you don't really want to do anything like that. So let me ask you, if you believe in what you've been saying, how do you prepare for what could possibly come down the pike?
Me, myself, I prepare my kids. Like, I tell them, like, how to do natural things. Like, when we outside, I take them to the woods, tell them which plants they can eat, which things
nice.
They don't supposed to eat. You know what I'm saying? It's like you prepare them in all ways. Like, preparing myself far as having a bunker and all that. No, I don't have money for all that. I just gun myself up because the only slave is an unarmed one, yeah?
Ooh. Think about something as simple as this. Creating fire for yourself. How many people have actually went out and tried to figure out how to create something as simple as fire for themselves?
True.
Think about it.
But I don't know
how to catch rainwater,
fire,
make it drinkable. How to catch rainwater, make it drinkable.
True. My mom did show me how to make bone arrow, so I do know how to do that. But
right.
And I know how to like gut chickens and stuff. But other than fire, no, I can attempt.
That's what I mean. Like, these are some things I don't either know how to do it. But right when you were saying that, I was like, why isn't that something I know how to do? Why
exactly.
is it that if I don't have a flashlight, I'm fucked? What kind of shit is that?
Because the government made it so comfortable.
Yep.
They made you so comfortable. They lollied you to sleep. You know, they
there
was like, oh, You know, they put it in your face. They say, oh, even in the Reagan era with the nuclear bombs and everything and what's going on, it's all a fear tactic. And then when it's all gone, they'll be like, okay, like my grandma always said, the weather people in the grocery stores are in cahoots. Every time they have too much food or it's overstocked for the year's time, they say it's a big storm coming. People rush to the store, buy it out, no storm at all. A week later, a true storm come and blow and everything, you know, people stuck. I think you never really can be prepared. It's just the strong will survive, plain and simple.
That's insane. Hey, brother, man, thank you for the phone call, bro.
Hey, Tommy, I would like to say this, man. Keep up the good work. And the only reason them Bama's hating is because when you talk about what you say, they think about their mama. That's it. That's all.
I believe you 100%. Mama. Their mamas or their aunts or their sisters. It's somebody real close to them that already acts like that. Many of these dudes, their baby mama act like this.
Exactly. And they be in their feelings. That, and then when they really hit the fan, they come to tell me like, you know what, bro, you was right the whole time.
I hate when they do that. I'm like, motherfucker, I would be right now. You done already tried to ruin my name. Now you talk about I'm right. Fuck you.
All right, bro. Keep up the good work. Thanks for having me on, bro.
No problem, brother. Very good phone call. You brothers are showing out tonight. 815, caller, you on the air.
Tommy?
Hey, 815, I hear you.
All right. How you doing, man?
Doing well, brother. Talk to me.
I'm just sitting here listening to you guys, man, and you're right, man. These people coming up with all kinds of stuff, man, and it's making me think. It's making me think pretty hard, you know. I'd always, well, not always, but usually looked at myself as being an atheist. But, you know, being that I went to a Catholic school and then a Lutheran school, and I started remembering some of the scriptures, some of the things the Bible said. I remember some of the, well, one thing that really got me thinking real hard that I thought would never happen that was said in the Bible. I don't remember the exact wording, but it was something about the confusion of men being men and women being women, and that women would be more like men, and when, you know, there would be a confusion of the sexes. And I thought, that would, you know, the first time I heard it, I thought, you know, I was a kid then, but I thought, hey, that never happened. But here we are. Here we are. I mean, we got a man that's a famous man that said, well, I have all the plumbing of a man, but I want to be addressed as a woman. I mean, that is the most bizarre shit. And that slides.
But we fail for it, though.
Right on by. What?
But we fail for it, though. To me, that is proof that what we have going on in America is stupid. Because we know that's a motherfucking man. We knew he had a penis. But what did we do? We failed for it because they said we should address this man as a female, and we did it.
But then but you have to look at this, too. And then the follow-up to that was a magazine, Vanity Fair, voted him as Woman of the Year.
And he hadn't been a woman for a year.
Exactly. And
how that makes
woman, sense. Not one woman publicly stood up and said, that's fucking bullshit, man.
Right.
I mean, you think
I've been
it.
A woman my whole life, and you let this man be a woman of the year.
Woman
and normal people would say, this is stupid.
Exactly. It's just, I just don't get that. And everything is being dumbed down. You watch television. Have you ever watched the TV shows that are on regular television now? It's bullshit. And I don't even watch television. I watch for sports and sometimes for news. But you know what? This dumbing down of the people, of the masses, I'm not going for that no more. It's stupid. I'm arming myself. You got quite a arsenal. But, you know, I've seen, I've, like I said, I refer to the Bible. There's a lot of things in the Bible you look at now, and they start to look a little clearer. And I don't know if I can say that I believe in the God of the Bible or not. I'm still on, you know, on the fence mm-hmm. with that. But you have to admit, there's some things in there that are coming true that I never thought that would come to fruition. You know, this is a weird thing. And, you know, and I have to say, too, I think black people are going to be used. Well, we've been used a lot in history, but we're going to be used again. This whole thing where everything is racist now, you know, this and it's being pushed by the left. That's also pushing this confusion of gender. All of this shit is being pushed, and you have to wonder why. Why are they keep pushing this? I mean, keep being real lackadaisical about, well, yeah, we'll push this narrative that all white people or the majority of white people or whatever they're trying to push are racist, even though a lot of them are white too. It's like, okay, what are you trying to start here? Just like the whole thing with the illegal immigration. Why are black people standing up for this shit? You know, we're already outnumbered by Mexicans. I like Mexicans just as much as anybody else. But I'm talking about illegal aliens coming here, and black people are standing up for them. Yeah, they're dreamers. Okay, they're dreamers. You know, let them dream on their side of the border, you know. And
right.
That's fine, but when you're standing up for this and they already outnumber you here in America, pretty soon you're going to be turning around and saying, well, Mexicans are racist now because, well, they have more businesses than black people do, small businesses. They have more, my guess is they have more intact families than we do.
Right.
They have a better work ethic than we do. So, I mean, if just that alone, why wouldn't an employer?
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought that was. Why wouldn't an employer hire them over us? Because, as we all know, we kind of lack in a lot of those areas. And, you know, then it'll be, well, they're racist, somebody else is racist. Well, you stood up for this shit. You stood up and let this shit happen. You voted for the people that wanted it to happen. And they called it racism when they were coming over the border illegally. Oh, well, it's racist if you don't want them here. It's like, no, it's not that we don't want them here. It's like we got our own problems. We got to solve our own shit. Let's deal
right.
with that. And that's another thing. It's they're putting more and more things on the stove. And they're all heating up. What are they expecting the outcome to be? That's what scares me.
Well, at the end of the day, when you think of what's going on right now with us as a people, I would like to just find out from you, just your thoughts. They are pushing racism, and I know I like that you brought that up. They're pushing it to the people, but they're not pushing it towards the people in charge. Why are the people believing that the people around them are racist while the government's getting away with doing all types of shit that's hurting every race?
Well, as far as – well, I'm going to look at it from the black perspective. I think – I mean, because it all goes hand in hand with the looking back to Egypt or wherever they – the pro-blacks say we come from, or whoever comes from there, or whatever. It all culminates to cook up this narrative, and I don't know why they keep, because, well, I'll just say it: black people are followers. The majority of black people are followers, and they like following people that feeds their ego, I guess. That's what I believe. Now, everybody else, you know, you got your liberal white people that, well, they don't want to be seen as racist. That's the worst thing you can call a white person nowadays, is racist. The guy standing next to him that's a murderer, he ain't as bad as the racist who hasn't killed anybody. But, you know, that's what it is. That's my opinion, anyway.
Well, and it's a strange thing that we're having to deal with when it comes to, I guess if you break it down, with who do you trust? Who do you believe has your best interest at heart? Do you believe that the United States government right now has the people's best interest at heart?
No, they haven't had the people's best interest at heart for a very long time now. I really don't think so. I mean, because you look at the progression or digression of politicians, it seems like they're getting more and more plastic. You know, it's just that, you know, you just get out there and tell them what they want to hear, even though they know some people know we're just telling them what they want to hear. You know, we're just out there to, we'll tell you what's popular with the majority so we can get elected. And then once we get elected, we're going to do whatever the hell we want to do. And then we play off of each other. The Republicans play off the Democrats play off the Republicans. And that's sort of why I like Trump a little bit, because it seems like neither side likes him.
But also it seems like Donald Trump doesn't know much.
No, but shit, it seems like the people that know shit ain't fucking good for us either. You know? I mean, we had the famous the super black guy in there, Mr. Obama.
Right.
And he didn't tell black people what they needed to be told. And I understand why, because it ain't popular and it'll get a bunch of black people mad.
The question is, could he?
That's part of what I'm saying. You know, if he said it, he wouldn't have been elected.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know, his wife had to get up there and say for the first time in her life, you know, she's proud to be an American or proud of her country or whatever, and everybody cheered, yay, because, I don't know, there's a certain segment of black people that like to imagine that they don't like this country or it's been so horrible to them, you know, mm-hmm. And it is kind of funny to me because, like, well, pick out any country in the world you'd rather be. And I'm not saying you want to make your country – you want to make the country in which you live the best country it could be. I understand that. But at the same time, could this, even a poor person here, you could pick the poorest person in America or the poorest whatever in America, and it's better than probably 150 other countries. They're average poor, you know. Check out the poor people in Bangladesh. Check out the poor people in certain provinces of China. Check out the poor people in North Korea. They don't, you know, you got it a lot better than they do. And,
yes, sir.
You know, and I haven't even gotten to the continent of Africa. So, I mean, yeah, you got it pretty good here no matter what. It's just your perspective and what you're used to and what you see. And sometimes all of that ain't really real either. I mean, we see a lot of rappers driving around in Lambos, but there's a story behind that, too. You know, I watch a boxer pretend or, you know, act like he had a lot of money. But in essence, he don't really have as much money as you think he does. Just like I like to tell a story. I told a story to my son. I said, you know, with us black people, we like more to look like we got $1 million than to actually have $1 million. You know, mm-hmm. It's all a big show, because that's another thing that's being pushed too, is materialism. And there's nothing wrong with owning a bunch of stuff, and there's nothing wrong with having a bunch of stuff, as long as, you know, if you work for it, you should have some nice stuff, you know, you earned it. But at the same time, it's not the end all and be all. I don't want kids running around killing each other for some goddamn shoes. That don't make sense. And It's shameful.
It's sad. I'm going to give you the last word. I'm going to give you the last word on this. I want your opinion right now. If you had to say what's been going on lately with the weather, is man-made, government-made, or just the world doing what it does? Which would you put it under?
Well, I'm kind of that's a question. That's a good question, I suppose. But I look at it this way, too. The ocean is a big, huge place, both Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, Mediterranean Sea, all of that. It's huge. Look at the Atlantic. It's huge. There are storms that happen out there, a whole lot of storms that happen way out there that we know nothing about, and they happen on a regular basis. Now, with this, everything has a cycle, and everything, you know, not everything is planned per se, but, you know, sometimes those storms make their way towards land. That being said, I wouldn't put anything past any government, including ours.
All right. I like where you went with that. I'm the same way, and I want to thank you for the phone call. I'm the same way. I wouldn't put anything past any of the governments that are right here on Earth today. Sorry, I just wouldn't, because people who have power want to stay in power. That's what you guys need to think about. People who have power want to stay in power, and they will do anything to keep that power. You cannot give someone power and then try to take it away or ask them to be nice. Just saying. 504, caller, you on the air. Another one from
what's up, Tommy?
Not much. Talk to you, boy.
Hey, the Steelers from the chat. What's up, everybody?
Well,
my thoughts, it's not if the government's controlling the weather, it's just when are they. I mean, it's obvious to see. Most people just so busy looking at Facebook and the cute puppy that they can't see it. But, I mean, if anybody does their research, they'll know the government controls the weather. Shit, where did you even start?
Your phone is making a weird noise. Go ahead, though. It sounds like are you using some type of earpiece or something? Hello?
I'm taking it off. Hello?
Yes, sir.
You can hear me now?
Yes, I hear you a lot better. Go ahead.
All right. So, well, first off, everybody knows Hawk Trail. But it's all the other stuff that plays into it. Chemtrails, and Operation Solar Shield 2017. You know about the Harvard thing where they were spraying the skies and all just a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, just stuff like that proves they control the weather.